Bava Kamma, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud Aleph. We're returning back to the Keren V'Chomesh of Gzela, and the case here, Mishnah Yud Aleph, is the unique case, which the Pesukim already deal with in Parshas Naso, of Gezel Hager, of stealing from a convert. Now, the particular case here is the Pesuk talks about what do you do if you can't give back what you stole, because the person from whom you stole is dead, and he has no heirs. That's the word. Yeah, right. Pasuk says v'im'ein le'ish goel. If there's no goel, I don't know, like next of kin. Let's call it lahashiv ashem alav, to return the stolen object to him. So ha'ashem hamushav l'ashem l'kohen. You return the stolen object to Hashem, to the kohen, which means as a milvad ayla kippurim asher yichap rabo alav. In addition to the asham gzelus has to be brought, meaning that the pasuk says if you can't give it, the Torah wants you to earn a kapara. The way you earn a kapara as the gazlan who stole and then lied and under a false shvua, that's the case. I should have spoken that out. The case is only when he took a shvua that he didn't steal from the ger, then he admitted he did, but by the time he wants to make restitution, there's no longer a ger there because he's dead and he has no heirs because he had never got married and had children. So then the pasuk kicks in, you have to give it to Hashem, who gives it to the Kohen, which means what do? You give it to the Kohanim, who are on duty, that Mishmar. If you recall, there are 24 Mishmaros, exactly right, that David and Shmuel broke up, the Kohanim into. So whoever's serving that week, that's to whom you have to give the Asham to be brought, and the money to be returned, and the Asham to be brought. So, that's the case for our mission here. Just let me speak out. If the gazlan stole from the ger, and then he'd never swore falsely, and then the ger died, then he doesn't have to give it back to anybody because there's no inheritors. And when a ger dies, if there's no inheritors, then it's like kol kodem zachabayan, whoever grabbed whatever it's left, like it's all mufkar, it becomes hefkar. Who's it go to? It's lying around. So if the gazlan who stole it, it's in his pocket, it stays in his pocket, he keeps it. Doesn't make him not a thief, just like he claimed it. The reason why the Gemara speaks out why it has to be talking about a ger is because there's no such thing as a Jew has no goel adam. Go up to Avram Avinu, everyone's your cousin eventually, so someone has to be there. But if you're a convert, you have no people above you, and if you have no children, no people below you. So that's the case. This is our case here. The thief stole from the convert who had no children. He lied under oath, swearing that he didn't have his object when really he did, and then he wants to make restitution, paying the Karen and the Chomesh and bring the Korban Asham, but he can't because the ger is not around. That's the case. The Mishnah says, Hagozla is a ger v'nishpalo. The guy steals from the convert and he swears to him falsely. V'meis. And now the ger goes and dies, the victim. Harezeh mishalom keren v'chomesh l'kohanim. So what does he do, the thief? He wants to make restitution and earn his kapara. The kapara comes in like two steps, or I'll call them two halves. Half the kapara is engendered by returning the object across the board. You want to get a kapara for being a thief, you got to return what you stole. So yes, return it. There's no person to whom to return it. So return it to Hashem, Kilu, and that goes to the Kohanim. That's half. And the other half is the Asham. He has to bring a Asham Mizbeach, a Korban Asham, like the guilt offering that goes in the Mizbeach. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, Vim Ein La'ish Goel, if there's no next of kin for the... How do they translate that in English?
I can't say what?
The Ein La'ish Goel.
Doesn't have a redeemer.
A redeemer.
No kinsman.
Okay. Yeah, it literally means a redeemer, but like, what is that supposed to mean? Mm-hmm. Kinsman. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, fine. Lahashiv ha'asham elav, to return the... Now, it's very confusing, I always think. The word asham here means the guilt object, meaning the keren, not the korban asham. It's confusing. But the guilty thing, meaning the keren. So then...
The trespass.
I don't know. Yeah, is there such a thing as the stolen object called a trespass?
Yeah. I would use the word
every verb can come down.
Object miss.
I don't know. They're probably trying to play on the double entendre here. Asham means both guilt, like the guilt object, the guilty. Guilt. Asham means guilt. So, anyways, whatever it is, I love. The ha'asha mushav l'ashem l'kohen, and then the thing goes, since it can't go to him, the dead ger goes to Hashem to the Kohen, Milvad Ela Kiburim Asher Yechaper Bo Alav. In addition to, or not to mention, he also has to bring the Ela Kiburim, the ram, the Kurban, the Asham Gazelis is a ram, that will also get him a kapara. Fine. That's the whole story. Now, is that the whole story? Yeah, that's the whole story. Now, Haya Ma'ala Esa Kesef, meaning now he goes, the Gazlan, the thief is trying to make reparations, and so he now goes to Jerusalem, bring the money with him, meaning the Karen, he stole $100, he brings $100, and it should be $125 really, because the Chomash also, the Esa Asham, and he's got the ram in tow, that will be the Korban Asham, the mace. Now the thief dies also. So now the question is, what's with his money and with his ram? So, HaKesef Yinatan Levanav, the children of the thief get the money, because it was always, it was money in his pocket, who he's giving as like a kapara, if you will, but it's his money. Even if it belongs to the Kohen, when he dies, like he acquired it, and now it goes to the kids, so there's nothing to be given anymore. There's no more kapara to be made by him. Right?
Va'asham,
he got it, like it or not. Va'asham, now what do you do with the asham, the animal? The asham, very confusing, make a note to yourself if you will. The ha'asham, this asham is referring to the animal, as opposed to the asham of the pasuk in the previous sentence is referring to the money. Yes, it's confusing. Va'asham, now what do? The thief, said, Haray zu asham. He took this ram and he said, this will be a korban asham. And that you always have to, at some point, designate with a Kriya Shem, you have to call this to be the korban before you bring it. So he did it. Now you've got a consecrated ram over here. Now, what do you do with that ram? The ram, when you consecrate it, if it's something that goes in the Mizbech, it gets, we discussed this a few times, we'll say it again from scratch, Kedushas Aguf. The thing itself becomes Kadosh. The actual ram itself is Kadosh. As opposed to Kedushas Mammon. Sometimes, it's not the thing is Kadosh, just that the money, the value of it's going to go to the base manager, they'll sell it. So when it has something as Kedusha's Mammon, so then it can be redeemed. You sell it and the money goes in its place, and then the money goes to do whatever the money's going to do. Right? Like Bedeka buys type stuff. But there's no such thing as being Poda Kedusha's Aguf. If something's got intrinsic, the animal, the Mizbeach headed item, the oil or the animal, whatever it is, has Kedusha's Aguf. The thing itself is Kadosh, there is no way to redeem that Kedusha. That was, we discussed it, I can't remember why we discussed it, must have been in Shkala maybe, we discussed the idea of Temura, that if you try to redeem the Kedusha off, the Kedusha the Guf thing, it doesn't work, just like the Kedusha spreads. So if you try to, yeah, if you want to, exactly, if you say I want to redeem the Kedusha of this ram onto this goat, now you got the ram still what it always was, and the goat on top it has to be brought, so you can't like redeem someone with Kedusha the Guf. So this animal is Kedushas Aguf, so what are you going to do with it? You, Ha'asham Yir'eh, the Asham, the animal, the ram is left to graze, Aj Yistaev, until it gets a mum. Now, once it gets a mum, I mean like whatever, makes something that's, now makes it so it can't be brought as a korban, it no longer is headed for the Mizbeach, and therefore its Kedusha lapses from being Kedushas Aguf to being just Kedushas Mammon, from being like an intrinsic kedusha to the animal, which belongs to Mizbeach, to just being like a placeholder for value, which can then be redeemed. So once the animal gets its mum, you can't do a mum, it's an isser to make a mum on an animal. That's a korban. You can't do that. But let it graze, and without proper supervision, sooner or later, it's gonna get a thorn poked in its eye or something and cause some damage, whatever it is.
Assume that's
always gonna
happen.
Well, nothing you can, until, or it has a heart attack and drops on dead of ripe old age. But nothing you can do until then. You can't bring it, you can't redeem it, you gotta let it just run around. If eventually the thing develops a mum, which I guess is not uncommon, so then once that happens, now the Kedusha becomes Kedusha's mammon, just a financial Kedusha on the animal, because it can't go in the Mizbeach anymore, then v'macher, then you sell the animal, because it's kosher, just has like a cataract, or has like a split lip or whatever, split eyelid, stuff like that, and then you sell it, and the money that you receive from the sale of this animal, that now has the Kedusha, that Yiplu Damav Lenadava. That money goes to Nadava. If you recall back from Masech HaShkalim, that meant we had these like shofros, remember the little tzedakah boxes shaped like a shofar? And there were those that were Nadava, that was what's called the Kites Mizbeach, that they, Kites, like it means like dessert, exactly. When the Mizbeach, they basically were communal offerings, was considered to be like a bizayon to the Mizbeach to be empty. So when nothing was burning, they then brought out, they used this money to purchase animals to just be generic olos, they got burden in the back to keep it going. So that's what happens. So that's a din. You can't do anything to the animal, you leave it be, and once it develops a mum, you then can redeem it. Not until then. I should speak out here just as a PS. This is not the same as in other korbanos are different. Certain korbanos can be brought even without bialim. Like you have an olas, let the ola be burnt, so what's the big deal? Ashlam, let the ashlam be brought. That's okay. We discussed that. Where did we discuss that? It must have been in Shkalim, I don't remember. Anyways, we've had this already. Those things. When it comes to korbanos that need bialim, it's more complicated. Because no such thing as bringing a chatas or an asham for a person who's dead. What's that all about? So when it comes to an asham, the din is like we just saw. You let it graze, and once it develops a mum, you can sell it, use the money to go to kaitz v'zveach, to nadava, to voluntary, you know, olos. If it's a chatas, this isn't the Mishnah, I'm just speaking out, so you just get it straight in your head. If it's a chatas, the din is different. By a chatas, you actually leave it to die. You know, like, there won't be, something that's been declared a chatas doesn't go in the mizbeach, even if the money doesn't go. Basically, just it essentially starves to death. The animal's got to die. Nothing can do with it. Can't let it graze, you can't do anything with it, so it's left to die. In the keeper. Okay. So.